Fellowship's daily podcast, Seeking to Strengthen Your Walk with Christ. I'm Kathleen. Merry Christmas. We are 12 days away from the day we celebrate the birth of our Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've been thinking about all the hustle and bustle, the music, the lights, the gifts, and all we've made this season into. I've been thinking about childhood memories so long ago, and memories of those special times with our little boys and new ones with our grandchildren. Gatherings with family, friends, and coworkers. Thinking about these perfect opportunities to share with loved ones the story of the greatest gift we will ever receive, Jesus and eternal life through the gospel. We have been talking the last several weeks about sharing our faith, the gospel, and basic objections people have to the truth. This week, we're going to look at an objection that a lot of people struggle with. How can a loving God send anyone to hell? A better question might be, how can a holy and just God let anyone into heaven? God is the creator of all and sovereign over all. He is holy, perfect, and righteous. We are not. For there is not a just man upon the earth who does good and does not sin. Ecclesiastes 7:20. Because of God's holiness, he cannot be in the presence of sin. God is just, fair, and consistent. He is perfectly righteous in his treatment of his creatures. God shows no partiality, and because of his sin, there is a penalty that must be paid. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. What we deserve because of our sin is eternal separation from the Creator God. If he made exceptions or looked the other way, he wouldn't be just. That would go against his nature, which he cannot do. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Romans 1:18. God is also love. He loved us so much and desires a relationship with us that he provided a way that justice could be met and we could be saved from hell. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. God provided a way. He sent his Son to pay the penalty each of us rightly deserves because of our sin, to be our substitute. That is mercy. Being sinless himself, he was the only one that could satisfy the debt. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. To be loving, God has to allow choice. Unfortunately, if there is another choice that can be taken, there are some that will make that decision. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:17 through 18. God does not send anyone to hell. Each of us has our own decision to make. If we choose not to believe or trust on the finished work of Christ on the cross for our eternal salvation, we choose to be separated from the God who created us and loves us. It may be hard to accept the thought that a loved one or friend is in hell, or maybe there one day, but it's not God's fault. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I have struggled with the knowledge that both my parents may very well be in hell right now. It's not due to a lack of truth. I shared the gospel, scriptures, my testimony countless times, right up to their deaths. Neither professed. They had the opportunity to make a decision on God's word. Just before they died, when they couldn't communicate with me anymore, I told them, I pray that when my time comes to meet Jesus, that I will get a huge surprise to see you standing there next to him to greet me. If not, I know that God did not send them to hell. To those people you see this Christmas, share your story, the gospel. Pray for prepared hearts and opportunities. This is the biggest decision each of us will make in our lives, and the consequences are eternal. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, for giving us what we don't deserve, and your mercy, not giving us what we do deserve. I pray that you give us boldness to share and not to be intimidated by the objections that people have when we share your truth with them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, church family, and remember that you can trust your Bible to be bold with it.